Marlins and Nationals in our nation's capital. Prior to the game, two franchise greats, Ivan Rodriguez and Tim Raines, being inducted into the Nationals Ring of Honor. Meanwhile, the Nationals getting healthy. Max Scherzer and Jason Wirth off the DL as we pick up the action in the bottom of the first. Runners on the corners for Anthony Rendon.
Swinging a line drive, base hit through the hole to the left field. Murphy scores from third. It's Washington 1, Miami nothing.
Here's Jason Wirth.
Wirth, high and deep. See you later. 4-1 Nationals.
I mean, he got all that. And look at the bat flip into his dugout, the fist pump, the react was fantastic. And look how far that thing went.
They want a curtain call and they get it.
Howie's been up frequently with the bases loaded lately.
That ball hit the center hard.
On the ground. At least three runs are going to score. Kendrick heading for third. And the Nats lead 7-1. On the slider away, there's number 9. Swing and a miss, and there's number 10.
Nationals cruise 11-2, your final. 7 innings, 10 Ks for Scherzer. He picks up his 13th win of the season, but his first since July 27th. Howie Kendrick, Jason Wirth, and Wilmer Defoe each had 2 hits. Here's National skipper Dusty Baker after the win.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was great. Great for him to get that first hit and then the first homer. And, yeah, he was pumped up. We were pumped up. The fans were pumped up. And, you know, it was a great comeback. You couldn't have drawn it up any better than that. So, you know, he was outstanding. We got some hits throughout the lineup, some big hits. We didn't leave many men on base like we did in the last series, which is big, especially with the bases loaded. And Surge threw a great ball game. He gave us, you know, everything that we needed because our bullpen, you know, needed a rest. We had, like, I think 4 guys who weren't available, so that was huge. So he set most of our bullpen back, you know, into sync. And so we'd like to get another good game tomorrow. And like I said, we're in a streak of 21 games in 20 days. And so we're still not out of the woods, but we're close.
Besides 7 innings from Scherzer, what else specifically did you like about what you saw from him tonight?
Well, you know, like he had good feel for his breaking ball, which is usually the thing that you miss. He had a good changeup, good slider. And Neil's fastball, and, you know, he located it, you know, well. And, you know, he knows how to stay ready. He knows, you know, how to work. And, you know, we're glad he's back on the mound because he's driving himself crazy and driving us crazy too. So it's great to see Surge back out there.
Dusty, were you at all at any point with Max over the past couple of weeks worried that the little – something more major and wouldn't be himself?
Well, yeah. I mean, I try not to worry because, like I said, it doesn't do any good. But when it shifted from one side to the other, then the doctors told me that was really kind of a good sign versus if it just stayed on one side. And so, you know, he worked his way through it. Our medical staff had hands on him all the time. He had heat packs on his neck. And then he showed no signs of that tonight. Yeah, I didn't see him grab his neck one time or do anything out of the ordinary, so that was a very good sign.
What does it say for the offense to finally get going, like you said, with the 6 runs and 17 running? Kind of reminded us earlier during the season.
Yeah, I mean, I had a discussion today because I didn't have Doolittle. He's one of the guys today, and that discussion today with Kinzer, and he's like, you know, these guys have been working every day in close ball games. And he kind of asked me what happened to that offense that he had seen from afar. And I said, hey, man, it'll be back as soon as we get, you know, our horses back. And we're doing whatever we could to win ball games in the meantime. And I'm hoping that Trey can come back. He's coming back tomorrow, so I'm hoping Trey could come back the same way that Jay made an impact tonight.
Max Scherzer off the DL. He picked up his 13th win of the year, striking out 10 over 7 solid innings of work Monday night. Here's Scherzer on his performance.
Yeah, everything felt good. I got out there. It was good to be back on the mound competing again. especially against that lineup. They got great hitters over there, and stands as high as anybody. So to be able to go out there and compete against those guys, it's fun.
Max, you had three matchups with Giancarlo Stanton. You got a double play grounder. You got two strikeouts. What was your kind of approach against him going into tonight, and how did you feel you executed that approach?
You know, just wanted to be aggressive with Adam. Even though he was hot, I wanted to go right after him. I know he can do damage against me, but I believe that, I can, do damage against him. And that's just, like I said, I love competing. I love competing against the best, and he's obviously as high as anybody. So it's fun to compete against somebody like that.
That's what makes a good major league pitcher, doesn't it? A good major league hitter, too. I'm going to beat the pitcher. The pitcher's going to try to beat me. Sometimes the pitcher wins.
Yep, and over our career, sometimes he's gotten me, and he's hitting some home runs against me, so I know how good he is. He's got all my respect, and you have to bring your A game if you want to get him.
Max, let me ask you about Jason Wirth, who you've come to know over the last few years. Lengthy DL stint from him, comes back, and we could tell how fired up he was to return from the disabled list tonight. What type of a feeling did you get from him in terms of his emotion, and what was it like to just see him perform the way that he did?
Oh, it was great to have Grandpa back. Have him back, and he gets two hits and hits a home run, so he's feeling sexy by himself. So even at his old age, he feels great. So it's great to see him back in our lineup.
He made a comment to Bob at FP when the game was over about he wants to be part of a winning ball club that goes all the way and brings this city a world championship. And he says, we got the guys to do it. And I know you agree the same thing. This is a heck of a ball club.
Yeah, we got great guys, and he's a big part of it. What he does for a ball club, the way he can see pitches and work at bats, he really adds length to our lineup. And so, for him to be back, just shows how hard he's been working, even though he's been hitting and hasn't been able to run, that his preparation on the DL allowed him to come back and have a big night first game back.
Max, one more about yourself. You have to be proud of the way that you pitched tonight, but I know you're always working on fine-tuning things, trying to perfect your game to that next level. What coming out of tonight and going forward is kind of that next step for you? What are you still trying to fine-tune and improve as we head down the stretch?
Just command. There was times I was a little rusty tonight. My first pitch strikes are down. That's something that you look at and try to evaluate. I didn't quite throw as many first pitch strikes as I'd like to, but with a lineup like that, sometimes that's a product of that. So going forward, you just try to get better early in the count, so you're working at those 0-2, 1-2 counts more often than not. And when you do that, that's when I have success.
The Nationals getting healthy. Jason Wirth playing for the first time in 78 games on Monday night. He homered in his return from the DL. Here's Wirth after the game.
Slowly but surely. Sounds like I talked to Ryan Matson today. He sounds like he's doing better too. And Bryce is on the mend. So we still got some time, and we need to get this thing rolling and get the synergy of the lineup and get everybody kind of rolling again, but it looks like that's going to happen. So that's exciting, and these guys have done great, and with everybody out, we got a nice lead, and September should be a lot of fun, and then hopefully October is even more fun.
Just one other thing, the home run's one thing. The single came on 11 pitch at bat. Felt like a Jason Wirth at bat. Does that tell you a lot about where you are, even though you haven't had all the at-bats?
I think the what I take away from that bat was the 0-2 to 3-2. And that's I kind of pride myself on going 0-2 to 3-2. So, foul balls off, that's kind of not what I'm known for, but what I can do. hit that ball hard down the line. I think it was 2-2 and just foul. That was probably the swing of the night for me, other than the home run. But that was a great at bat to get to see all those pitches in my first night. Kind of set the tone. So hopefully we can build on that and keep going.
This series continues on Tuesday in our nation's capital with Vance Worley on the mound for the Marlins against Edwin Jackson for the Nationals.